And he said to them, why did you do this matter? Why did you allow the children to live? I gave you a direct order that any male child shall be put to death. Okay, Unkelus, Ukrol Malko de Mitzrayim Lechayoso. The Melech Mitzrayim called Lechayoso. That's a very interesting word. Lechayoso means life, and we're calling him the Lamayaldois, we're calling him by this unusual term called life. Vamar Lehen, he said to them, Mo Dain, what is this? Avaditun. What is this that you have done? Yos Piskamoha Dain, this matter. Vika yemtun yos binayo, and you have been kayem vatechayeno, is you've given kiyum. It's very interesting over here that when it comes to the word of vatechayeno, the Targum does not translate the word vechayeno lechayosa. And when it comes to the word lamlialdo, there is where he gives the word lechayosa. He puts the word life when it comes to the word lamlialdos, and he puts the word kiyum, which means to exist. To exist comes to at the end, vatechayena esayaladim. And let's see over here, this over here in Rashi. Rashi says, no Rashi. Okay, is there anything that we can comment on here from the Ma'atzari? On this Rashi, on this Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches, the Ma'atzari does not say very much over here. Modain, Pasuk Yudches says,
why didn't he say Paroi? Why does he have to say Malka de Mitzrayim?
Malka, where's Paro? Where in the Pasuk is the Paro?
It doesn't. Why doesn't it?
Why does it say the word par? You're asking a very good question. I don't know. You're asking a good question. Malka par. You know, it could very well be there are those that want to make a lot of diyukim in the entire
Malka. Because they answer the next prophet, they say El Paro.
Oh, okay, so it could very well be that the one that gave them the command was not Paro. Maybe it was like the governor. Who exactly is the Melech Mitzrayim? Maybe the Melech Mitzrayim is a lower level than Paro. Who says that it's the same person? We really don't know how the structure of Egypt worked. There are a lot of mafarshim that make diyukim that sometimes it says Paro, and sometimes it says Paro Melech Mitzrayim, sometimes it says Melech Mitzrayim. You're asking, this has been spoken about, there's a lot of discussion as exactly who is who in this country. Who exactly is who? Now, one thing over here, the word Modain, over here in this safe, over here, he's single name, it's a mistake over here. No, not necessarily. I have here a problem over here. Give me one second over here. I have a Pasuk Yud Ches, and it's saying something it doesn't say. We learn Pasuk Yud Ches, the time over here, the Kura Malka Lushan Lichoyos, Amalhon Modain. What does it say over here? Oh, Modain. Interesting. In the what we have over here on the screen, it says two different words. Ma space Dain. In this Chumash that I have in front of me, which appears to be a very accurate Chumash, it puts the two words together. There is no space between the word Modain. Now you'll say, well, there's also another difference. There's no Hey. In the text that I have in front of me, in this Chumash that you don't see on the screen, I have, instead of the word Ma, space, Dain, I have one word. And the one word does not have a Hey, and it says Modain. And he writes the Mazeh Modain. He arkavah shal shemilim Modain. V'yeshamim shemadua gami milim ukeves ma de'o. Very, very interesting. Madua, madua is Modain. Modain. This is an incredible thing. It opens up a whole new world because there's a very. What's the question referring to? When do you use the word madua and when do you use the word lama? Lama. Madua, why does the Haggadah begin? Ma nishtano halala zemikol halalos. Why doesn't the Haggadah begin? Madua nishtano halala zemikol halalos. What's exactly the difference between the two? And by the way, in modern Hebrew, if you go talk to, I don't remember, I don't know anything about modern Hebrew, I'm frightened to open up my mouth in Israel to say anything in Hebrew because they'll laugh at me. Like, you idiot, you don't even know the first thing. And one of the funny things that Americans make is, they use the word madua instead of the word lama. When an American opens his mouth and removes all doubt, and he's an American, and he says to a taxi driver, or he says to a person, madua, they know this guy's from Mars. Because in Israel, they don't use the word madua. They use the word lama. Mayor, is that correct? You're an Israeli.
I'm not Israeli, but it may be correct.
Okay, so the American, only an American would use the word madua, because he's coming to take from biblical Hebrew, or from thinking some yeshivish Hebrew, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You don't use that word madua in Israel. You use the word lum, but the Torah uses these two words. Obviously, there's a fundamental difference between these two words. The Haggadah is ma nishtana. The word ma comes from the word lama, not from the word madua. So here, finally, for the first time in my life, I came across a little bit of an explanation as to the difference. He writes over here in the Ma'atzari. Over here we have the word modain. What is this? And there's another word called madua. And here, Itaka does say the word madua in the pasuk madua. And he seems to be saying his word madua is not really a word. It's two words. Mo deo. What is the knowledge? What is the understanding? When a person
what
says
is the reason.
The reason. When a person says lama, I mean, this is what the Mefarshim actually say. They do say this. If you remember, it's like a rhetorical question. Lama. You know what the answer is. You know, when you say lama, you know what the answer is. I'm talking about biblical Hebrew now. I'm not talking about, I don't know anything about modern Hebrew. There's a certain rhetorical expression that is rooted in the word lama. I know the answer, but I'm upset. I am disappointed. Why does it have to be this way? I know the reason why. I understand, but it's not right. Madua is a thoughtful question, a student sitting before a Rebbe, and he says to me, Mo deo, explain to us the logic, the knowledge, an understanding behind this reality so we understand why exactly. Tell us the science. Tell us the science. Why are we so stupid? I'm very disappointed. You know, I don't like to talk politics, but I always get out of my way. There's a certain person who has been become an authority about what's going on out there in the world. And I don't know, I haven't seen him in a very long time. I haven't watched him in a very long time. But in the beginning of this whole thing, people would ask him questions. And he basically would say to the audience, you're too stupid to understand this anyway. So don't bother me with your questions. I'm telling you, there's a big tzara. Just follow the rules. Don't bother me. You're all a bunch of idiots. You're not scientists. You're not doctors. You never went to a laboratory. You have no understanding of how all these things work. Just trust me. You'll never understand this. You just basically, you're too stupid to understand the whole science behind this. And you know something? That's not really true. People aren't so stupid. And people are entitled to understand the facts and the science. You have science, present the science. You have statistics, you have numbers to crunch. No, we're not so stupid. Tell us the numbers. You're making life decisions for everyone here in this world. Tell us the numbers. Don't just assume we're so stupid. That's what it means. Madua. Mo deo. We're asking you, what is the knowledge of this concept that we are discussing? Let's understand it. And when we understand it, we'll be very swift to comply. But until we understand, we're suspicious. We have a right to be suspicious. Don't tell us. Don't insult our intelligence. Here we have Vayimelchem, he said Madua. It's very interesting. The word is not Loma, the word is Madua. Now, what's interesting though is the Targum doesn't say that. The Targum says Modain. What is this? It's a shocking thing. Because if he's telling us the word, there's a difference between the word Madua and the word Loma, and the Loma just means why, and the word Madua means Modaa, then the Targum over here is telling us that the Melech Mitzrayim doesn't want to hear the reason. Modain, what is going on here? I gave you a direct order. Why? It's like a rhetorical question. How dare you? How dare you disobey a direct order? But that's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says Madua. Madua means that the Melech Mitzrayim sat down with them and said, explain to me your logic behind risking your lives not to obey the command of the Pharaoh, the king. The king tells you to do something, you don't listen. That's treason. This is a horrible rebellion not to obey the command. So I don't know what the answer is, but Baruch Hashem, at least we have opened up a little bit of this issue over here. Is there's a word called Madua, There's a word called Lama. In the Haggadah, we say Ma. The word Ma pretty much is connected to the word Lama. Over here, the Ma'atzari has taught us that the word Madur really is a composite of two words called Ma De'a. And yet the Targum over here says the translation of the word Madur is Ma Dein. What is this? Which is goes against what the Ma'atzari is telling us. Okay, let's go to the next passage. V'atomarna hamyaldas del paro. So here, Mayor Appeldorf asked a bomb question. Who called him? The Melech Mitzrayim called to them. And now the Tamarna Hamyaldas El Paro. Wait a minute. Who spoke? The Melech, who is the Melech Mitzrayim? Who is Paro? Is Paro and the Melech Mitzrayim the same person? How was the structure of government arranged? How was it? Was the Paro the Melech Mitzrayim? Or was the Paro above the Melech Mitzrayim? And below the Melech Mitzrayim is called the Melech as a king. Look, in the state of Israel, there's a prime minister and there's a president. The president has almost no power. He's just a figurehead. He goes in photo ops. He has mayor, does he have any power? Does the president of Israel? Who is the president of Israel? I don't even know who he is. Herzog? Is he related to the chief rabbi?
Yeah.
How is he? A grandson?
Yeah.
Really? He's a grandson of the chief rabbi. Wow. So does he have any power? Does the president of the state have any real power?
No.
Zero?
No.
A total figurehead. In America, the president of the United States has all the power. And there is no something as called a prime minister. It doesn't even exist. So obviously, the terminology of every country is unique, of the hierarchy of government. And you asked me a really good question. Over here we have the Paro, and they spoke to Paro, and the Melech Mitzrayim. If I would know otherwise, I would suggest, based on your question, is that there are two different people. There is Paro, and there is the Melech Mitzrayim, and Paro is the top. He has veto power. So when a governor or some police chief gives you trouble, so instead of fighting with the police chief, who anyway is just a puppet, you go to the top, you go to the Supreme Court. Like this whole thing over here, these going on now, with the president, he issues mandates, and they go to this court, they suspend it, they go to this court, they reinstate it, this, play volleyball. Just go to the Supreme Court already. What's the volleyball? What's this all about? Back and forth. You go through all these. Just go straight. This is anyway going to end up in the Supreme Court. So just go straight to the Supreme Court. I want the Paskim Halacha. Psak Halacha. Politics. What's this all about? Same thing over here. Miriam and Yocheved did not waste their time on politics. You got a problem? What? We're going to go into back to Melech Mitzrayim. Go for an appeal. And then go to the next level of appeals, the next level. I don't know how these things work until we finally go to Shivan, right to Paro. Vayavatomar no hamyaldas el Paro. Okay, Mayor, does that make any sense to you? Achidush, they're not the same person? Because the Pasuk first calls them the Melech Mitzrayim, and then they call Vatomarna hamyaldas el Paro. Two different people. They went straight to the top. And that would have to mean that the Melech Mitzrayim is not the same thing as Paro. Could that possibly be? It says in the Pasha, Vayakom Melech Chodesh.
What
do Chazal say? In the beginning of the Pasha, Vayakom Melech Chodesh, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. So what does that mean exactly? Does that mean, did Yosef ever have interaction with the Melech Mitzrayim? Yosef's interaction was always with Paro. He was called the Mishnah, was he used that term Mishnah Lamelech? I don't think I've used that term. The Mishnah Lamelech, maybe he does, I don't know. I think in Chumash, we always refer to Paro, the top as Paro. Yoim Holedes as Paro, I think it's always, I don't know, you have to go see, but ever calls Paro the Melech.
You can look up by Avram Avinu, what did Paro tell him, you know?
Oh, so there, what was he called? What was he called then? And who says that the
also called Paro.
Was he ever called the Melech? Do you ever until this until
know.
You have to go to Ma'ayin? So who says they are the same person? It'll be very interesting research. Okay, in any event, you're right, it's a good kasha. The one that they responded to was to the Paro. They're not the same. The Egyptian women are not the same as the Jewish women. Whoever asked you to compare? Whoever asked them to make a comparison? They're saying over here the Jewish women are different. They're better. Could you imagine that today in America? You go say why? You go say why do you do it like this? Why are the Jews are not following the orders? We're better. We're superior. All of you people, you are lowlifes. Can you imagine how that will go off today in today's society? You go to tell them, we're better than you. We're better. And it's not going to work today. We know that. So look at how bold they were. And they said, Ki lo echad noshim ha-mitzriyos ha-yevriyos. Ki choyo yiseyna. The baby is already alive. When we come to visit them, we get a telephone call. Ezras noshim. Right? They were the first Ezras noshim. You know what I'm talking about, Ezras noshim? This women's group who made their own hatzalah. Some of the women don't want men to come and save their lives. They don't like that. They only want women to come save their lives. Does that make any sense to you, Mayor? Only women should come to save your life, not a man? So they have made an own Hatzalah organization called Ezras Noshim. They have their own ambulance and their own people that come. Okay, to each his own. This is America. America, you do whatever you want. Mind your own business. Whatever you want. So here, you notice over here that these women, Miriam and Yochevet, they can kilecha noshim mitzvot ha'evios, kichoyoseina, the Jewish women, when we already get a call, and we should come help them deliver their baby, and we arrive, guess what? Too late. The baby is already alive. They already gave birth on their own. So why do they call them?
You can learn different Shana, then. You can learn that they're not saying the women are better. He's saying the women are worse. They're lachayas. You know, they're like animals. They give birth and they don't need us.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. It doesn't sound right. I hear what you're saying. I hear.
That's why he wouldn't be upset, you know, because they're saying, we're surprised as you are.
Maybe that was their technique. Maybe we have something to learn. Maybe their technique is adarava. Be bold. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to say, that's right. That's right. Men are better. All these scandals stay with this women's swimming team. They have a man who's on the women's swimming team. I mean, what kind of crazy nonsense is this? Holding it there. So you're so afraid. You're so afraid to speak up. You have to be politically correct. Knock down everyone's statue and do this. The whole world is coming to an end. They were very bold. They're not like the Egyptian women. When we come there, the baby's already alive. They've already given birth. Let's see what it's over here in the Torah. Then it says, the women, the Egyptian women, are not the same like them, like, oh no, there are two mayors now. Kiloi chinshaya mitzriyasa, mayor, I only think one of you, two of you is already too much for me.
My phone keeps up dying. All right, this one. So I had to switch to a different phone.
Are loi chinshaya mitzriyasa Yehuda yasa, are chakimon inun, they're wise. I'm sorry, so here he adds in some words. Here he adds in some very, very interesting words. Ki choyoseina, he says something shocking, the Targum. He does not tie the word ki choyos like we were taught in kindergarten. It means that the babies are alive. Let's see what it says in the English. The English says, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They are vigorous. Woo! Ki choyoseina, he's first of all in the English, he's putting the subject, he's created the subject word chichoyos is going on the women, the mothers. I always, in my ignorance, thought chichoyos going on the babies. The babies are already alive. They're already in this world. He's not saying that. In the English translation, he's putting the word chichoyos, the word vigorous on the word chichoyos, saying that the mothers are vigorous. And they're able to give birth to the babies without any help. Before the midwife can come to them, they have given birth. What does the Targum say? He doesn't say that. He says, Choyos means the mothers are wise. Jewish women are very smart. They're wise. What does being wise have to do with giving birth? Giving birth is a natural phenomenon. It's not something that you need chokhmah. A person has a certain mitzias in the world that a woman gives birth. You don't need chokhmah. A woman who's pregnant, her body operates in a certain way, and when the time comes, the baby comes out. Right? Isn't that, I mean, to a degree. So what do you mean they're wise? Obviously, Rad, the Targum, is coming to reveal an incredible insight that the way you give birth is not the same. A wise woman knows how to assist or deliver her own baby in a way that a woman who's not wise cannot do. There obviously, what he's coming to reveal to us, a chokhmah, that there's a chokhmah in giving birth. I guess that's why they have lamaz, and they have yoga, and they have all these techniques. Women who are giving birth, they go for these different therapies, and they teach them chokhmah, and how to breathe, and how to, I guess, sit, how to do things that allow the baby to be born. I know someone told me they had a child that the baby had the umbilical cord around the neck. It seems like it's not such an uncommon thing. And it's a very big problem, what to do. So someone, it sounds like hocus pocus, sent him to a woman who's a mumcha in this. A very big mumcha. It's like a lot of people use her. I don't know where she is. I don't know and if she's Jewish, not Jewish. And she took this woman who's pregnant, and she turned her upside down. She has all these techniques which basically she was able to turn the baby around inside the mother's womb to remove the umbilical cord by taking the mother and doing with her all these very strange things. Upside down, sideways, inside out, who knows? Crazy, crazy things this woman did to her. But guess what? She got the job done. The baby got in the right position for departure. Fasten your seatbelts. The landing sign is on. So here, there is a chokhmah that goes into this. It says here, Arei chakimon inon, the women are wise. Ad lo alas liv livoshen. Before we come to them, chayosa vilidon. Their babies are alive. Their babies are alive. That's what the Targum says. Let's see Rashi. Rashi here says, Kichoyos, not Bikios. It says, Kichoyos, Bikios, Kim Yaldos. Targum Yaldos, Chayos. Now, over here, Rashi says, first, he says a few, first of all, he's basically saying something very, very similar to Ungulus. Not that they're wise, but they are experts. There's a very big difference between wise and being an expert. Wisdom is wisdom. Being trained how to do something the right way is not necessarily you're wise. When you're wise all around. You know how to make money. You know how to maneuver. You know how to learn. You know how to handle yourself when you talk to Mayor Appeldorf. When you're wise all around. When you're not wise, you can't do anything. A baki just means you have training in one specific area. You have a PhD in knowing how to deal with Mayor Appeldorf. That's all you have. But when it comes to making money, you can't earn a penny. When it comes to, you know, medical issues, you don't know nothing. It's a different type of, it's a specialty. I see everyone now comes online. When I talk about this, it's like Hanukkah. All the candles light up over here. Wow. Whew. I have to start it with someone else, man. Don't you think? I have to start with Lezabachi. I gotta start with Lezabachi. I start up with Ezra. I don't know. I don't want to start up with them. They're too nice. I gotta be careful who I start off with. Rashi says the Bikiois Kimialdos, they're experts. Targum Miyaldos, and this is another thing, Miyaldos is Chayosa. Is Chayosa. Now, it was a Rashi, not here, in Bereshis. I don't remember it. I remember that I prepared this, and I never got a chance to say on a Friday. The word Chaya, the word Miyaldos. The word Miyaldos is a very interesting word. It's the one, I don't remember, it's a Rashi somewhere in Bereshis, somewhere. A woman who actually elaborates on the grammar of the word Miyaldos, and he says a very deep insight. The Miyaldos is the one who actually has a major, major role in the birth of a child. And Rashi darshins here, he says to the Mayaled, it's called the Chayosa, the one that gives the baby life. It's, you know, it's the first person to save the life of a baby. If not for the midwife, the baby's going to die many times. You need expertise in delivering the baby. So can you imagine that? Every baby owes its life to the Mialetis. There are people today, you know, they go through situations where their life is in danger and someone comes to the rescue and they have a great debt of gratitude. People that go for surgery and they have a surgeon. They develop a relationship with their surgeon. There's so many stories like this. Like, you know, I was in your hands and you delicately saved my life. I owe you a debt of gratitude. A human being comes out into this world, he's in danger. Rashi says in Chumash Bereishis, a human being is in the mother's womb, he's now about to come out, he's not going to make it. Most children are not going to make it. You need the skill of a OBGYN. And in those days, there was the nurses, there was the midwives, to guide the baby out of the canal, to get the baby out. The child is indebted to this person for giving it life. And that's why we call the Mialedes in the Targum the Chayosa, Miloshen of life. The Miale, why would you say the Miale? Why would you call it the Miale called the Chayosa? A baby is being born. Born doesn't mean life. The baby's alive inside. A fetus, if a person kills a baby, a woman who's pregnant, abortion, there's a Chiyav Misa. I mean, this is very serious business. A fetus inside a mother's womb is a living person. Why do we call the midwife the Chayosa? No, she has a major role in enabling this human being to live. And the child is indebted to that person. Now we have another interpretation, okay? That the Jewish people are like chayos, animals. Mayor, you actually said this. The reason why ki chayos heina, they're like animals. Chayos hasodeh. She'enon tzlichos miyaldos, they do not need midwives. Hechon mishlos lechayos, gur aryeh, ze'ev yitrof, b'chor shoyroi, ayola shalucha, umi, now there's only four shvatim, right? Gur aryeh is Yehuda, ze'ev yitrof is Binyamin, b'chor shoyroi is Yosef, ayola shalucha is Naftali. Oh, what about the other eight shvatim? What do we find they're called animals? The pasuk says, which means each one got the blessing of each other. Just some was more. It was more pronounced. Another pasuk that your mother is a lioness. A lioness. You ever see the Lion King? I never saw it. But I saw at least a million advertisements for it. Does that count? Okay. Here we go. So we have over here, at the end of the day, we have over here, how many perushim? We have a very hard pasuk. The Jewish women are not like the Mitzrios are the Jewish women. So first we have a translation from the English, which I don't vouch for, and I have no idea who wrote this, but he says something very interesting, which no one here says this. They're vigorous. What does being vigorous have anything to do with the topic of discussion? I don't know, but that's what it says. Okay, that's just the starting point. Then we go to the Unkelis. Unkelis is something shocking. Ki choyos heina, they're wise. Wise women, the Jewish women are wise women. Chachkimos, that's what it says in the Targum. They are wise. Here it is, right over here. Chachkimon, they're wise. So if we have two, vigorous, wise. Don't even compare the two. You're not even compare the English to the holiness of the Targum. And Rashi gives us another two interpretations. It means they're experts. Where does that come from? Where does it come from the word? What kind of translation is that? I mean, how do you say chaki was also? I mean, what's the proof? Where's the makar of the word? It should mean a baki. Where do you have a makar word chayois to mean they're wise? How do you get that? Where does that come from? Just because it says a word, you can translate it however you want. You do whatever you want. That's what you do. I don't know. And then the only interpretation that really fits into the language that we are familiar with is they're like animals. The Jewish women are like animals. The chayos ha-sodeh. Oh, you'll say that's not true. Because to say a woman is an animal, you have to find a proof. So we have four of the shvatim that are called animals. We have four shvatim. It's really five because Don is also called a lion. In Chumash Devarim, how come Rashi didn't call that? In Chumash Devarim, in Parashas V'zos HaBracha, it says, Don Gurayeh Yizanek Min HaBashan. There are two Shavatim that are called lions. Yehuda. Yehuda is a Gur Aryeh, and Don is a Gur Aryeh. I always wanted to suggest, and this one I'm giving.
But that's in Devarim, though. It doesn't say it here.
But that's a Mitzias. When Moshe Rabbeinu was describing Klal Yisrael, this is a Mitzias. He's telling us this is the way the Jewish people have been always from time immemorial. If Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that, Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, he's alive now in this parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu over here is living in this parsha. He just comes to the limelight a few seconds from now, but he's around over here. And if Moshe Rabbeinu says the lion, he calls Don a lion. By the way, that's why I always say that it used to be in the old days on a Kodesh, there are two lions. Why are there two lions? One is Yehuda, and the other is Don. Why Yehuda and Don? Because Bezalel, who built the base on the Mishkan, he was from Yehuda. And Achisamach, who was the other one, Achisamach, what was his name? I've got his name, Achisamach ben, forget everything already. He was also called a lot. He was from Shevet Dan. And so therefore there are two lines. And why were the builders of the Mishkan from both Yehuda and Dan? Yehuda was the greatest of the Shvatim, and Dan was from the Pechusim, from the lowest of the Shvatim. To teach you, every single person in this Beis HaKnesses, no matter who you are, it's equality. This is like socialism. There may be a capitalist society outside in the street, but in the Beis HaKnesses, we are a socialist synagogue, and a socialist synagogue, everyone is equal. And that's why in the Ur HaKodesh we have Yehuda and Don, the two Shevatim who are compared to a lion. Yehuda and Don have built this Beis HaKnesses, which is in the end of the Beis HaMikdash. Yehuda and Don. And therefore, from the Gedolim Shebashvatim to the Bechusim Shebashvatim, everyone is welcome here. No one should feel that this is not my place. I'm not from this category. No. The whole Klal Yisrael is welcome and is comfortable in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have two lines to bring out that point. Anyway, for our purpose over here, we have over here all of the Jewish people compared to animals. Ki choyoy seina. By the way, the common denominator of everything we've learned until now is everyone says that the subject of the word chayois refers to the mothers, not to the babies. The mothers are called chayois. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Now, by the way, notice there is no response. There is no response. Paro does not respond. Why not? Why doesn't Paro respond and say, I don't care, follow the rules? Today, you know, it's an amazing thing. Today, it's like Paro, he accepted it. That's to his credit. Today we live in a world, I mean, if you dare challenge the narrative, even if the narrative is right, even if it's correct, even if you'll assume that everything that they say is correct, if you dare challenge it, you're done. You're toast. Okay, we're not, that's a very, Paro, he wasn't like that. Paro said, "Nu madua." Let's discuss this. Logic. Ma de'o. At least if you learn, that's not really the time says. And when they gave a logical answer, they presented a cogent argument, he accepted it. He didn't go say, I don't care, you're right. Follow the rules. This is the gezeirah. This is the rules. Can you say that? I don't know, but it's something, you know. Even if you're right, you have to. It's not nice to say to someone, "If you're right, you know you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about." You know, don't treat people like I'm not saying this. People say this. People are very upset. People want to have a voice. They want to have a conversation. Next, Vayetev Elokim Lam Yaladois Vayidev Ha'om Ayatzim Bodeh. Hashem was good to the Mialdois. Was very good to them. And they multiplied very much. And they Vayatzim, so look at the English. Hashem dealt well. That's why it has Vayetev to the Lam Yaldois. Vayirev, they multiplied. Vayatzmu. And they increased very much. Okay, Vayatzmu. They increased very much. Let's see how the Targum translates this. A lot of Rashi over here. Ve'oitev Hashem l'chayosa. Hashem was good to the chayosa. Uski amo. And the people multiplied in number. Usekifu l'chada. And they became a takifim. They became. Usakif means takif. They were mighty l'chada very much. They became very, very mighty. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Vayetev heitev lohem. Hashem was good to them. Hashem was good to them. V'zechil zechilik b'teva sheyosoyda shtei oisiyos v'nosam lo vav yud b'roisha kishiboha l'dar b'loshen v'yaf'il hu nokud hayud b'tzeri shukamatz katan. A tzeri is called, we call it tzeri, two dots, is called a komatz katan. That's Rashi's terminology. We're going by Yetev and Lekil Lam Yaldos, Vayerev Bevas Yehuda. A komatz katan, I'm sorry, is a segel. Is a segel. Okay, let's see. We have Hirbe Ta'aniya. So what's the word Hirbe? What is that? Here, I don't know what we're trying to say over here. I don't know what this means altogether. I'm sorry. Okay, Vayegel Hasha'iris, Dinivu Zaradan. The remnant became very, was exiled. Higle es hasha'iris. Okay, and now I see something. Hirbe vayerev vas Yehuda, mourning. The pasuk includes mourning. Vayerev means hirbe. It increased. Vayegel hasha'iris in the Vuzan. Higle, he exiled the remnant. Vayefen zanev el zanav. Hifne haznavos zol zo. Kol elu loshon hifil es achedim. Shuhu midav loshon vayafil vayifal.
It means Hashem caused Hifil. The difference is, did Hashem cause something to be that otherwise would not have been? Or does it just mean that Hashem was good to them? They deserved it. Hashem, this was their mazel. Their mazel was that Hashem should be, their mazel was that they should have success. So this long Rashi is coming over to teach us over here is that the word Vayetev here means that Hashem caused. It was not meant to be that the Mialdois should be blessed. It was not meant to be. What was meant to be was they would be ordinary, but because they went out of their way to risk their lives, to disobey a direct command of Paro, to murder the male children, and they let them live, they were moiser nefesh, Hashem caused, he did something, he caused that they should be blessed with good. It doesn't just mean that they were blessed with good. Let's take one example over here. Over here, let's say the word, Yefen Zonav El Zonav. What does that mean? That he caused, this refers to Shimshon. Shimshon Agibor, he took foxes and he tied their tails one to the other. So when it says here, Vayefen, he caused that the tails, he did something which brought about that the tails should be turned one to the other. In contrast to saying that they on their own, it's not the pshat that the tails on their own turned one to another, but instead an outside party did something that forced or triggered a reaction where one tail turned to another tail. Is it on its own, or is there a cause? So if the Paskir Vayetev, if it would say Vayetev Elokim Lam Yaldos, it would mean that Hashem was good to the Mialdos. Hashem was good to them. Hashem was good to them. Vayetev Elokim Lam Yaldos, if I'm not mistaken, means something I never appreciated before, is the let's say, I don't know, I could be mistaken, but I think what it means is something is by the Mialdos behaving with nobility and Mesiras Nefesh, the Mialdois caused, they triggered a response from Hashem of reciprocation that Hashem should be good to them. If it, you would read the words simply, Vayitev Elokim Lamialdois, Hashem was good to them. Hashem was good to the Mialdois. Vayitev Elokim Lamialdois, I'm saying a chiddush now. I think what he needs to say is, the word Vayetev is going on the Mialdos. It's not going on Elokim. And it means then that the Mialdos did something that triggered Hashem, caused Hashem to bring upon them goodness. The goodness that came upon them would not have come if not for the actions of the Mialdos. When you do something by yourself, then it would be Vayitev. If the pasuk would say Vayitev Elokim Lam Yaldos, Hashem was good to the Mialdos. But now that it says Vayitev Elokim Lam Yaldos, Vayitev is Loshen Hifil, he caused. Who caused? The Mialdos. The Mialdos triggered in Elokim a reciprocation of being good to them. See, the English translation is God dealt well with the Mialdos, with the midwives. According to Rashi, this translation is 100% incorrect, beyond a shadow of a doubt. And God dealt well. I mean, dealt well. What does that mean, dealt? God dealt well, he was good, with the midwives. Rashi, go to the Rashi. Vayetev, heitiv lohen. Hashem was good to them. Heitiv lohen. Now, what do you mean he was good to them? V'zeh chiluk b'teva sh'yosoy l'shmei oisyois. The word is tov. Test base. V'nosan lo vav yud. Va-yei. Now, by the way, he's telling us over here the second yud. This is a very interesting concept. The second yud here in this pasuk is not a real yud. The second yud in this pasuk, even though there is a yud in the Torah, is not a yud that is there for sound. It is a yud which reveals that the correct pronunciation of the first yud is a tsere, two dots. Because if there was only one yud, you would read it by yitev. So this is called mole v'chose. Even though we would have a tradition anyway how to read it, but in this case it's full to make it clear as day that the correct pronunciation for the first yud is not yi, a chirik, a single dot, but rather two dots, a tsere, vayei. So the second yud is just there to serve basically as a way of reminding us that underneath the first yud there are two dots, vayei tev elokim. And what does it mean over here? Zechel yitev shesniv. This word over here only has two letters, tes and base. The vav in the yud is only really one yud. The second is just here as a vowel. Zechel yitev shesniv. The second is just here as a vowel. The word vayafil is to cause hu nakur hayud b'tzere shehu komatz katan. A tzere is a komatz katan, which sometimes can mean, also can mean, it's called a komatz. Vayetev elokim amyalois. Another example, vayereb vas yehuda, vayereb, that's a komatz katan. A tzere sometimes appears as two dots, and sometimes the segel. And a segel is the same concept as a tsere. So that's why here it says vayerev, not vayirev. Vayerev. If it would be vayirev, it means that it increased. No,
He caused that it should increase. Somebody caused it. Who's the cause? Figure it out. Vayere bevas Yehuda. Here by Tania, there was an increase, a causative increase of crying, of mourning. Vayegel hasheris. Higle. Someone brought about an outside party. People did not go into exile on their own. There was an outside party that brought this about. Vayefen. The foxes didn't go turn their tails one to another on their own. There was an outside party that brought this about. There was a causative effect. He did it. Then nokur hayud bechirik. It was good. Not like he said over here, heitiv lohen. There's someone that did something. Okay, so that's what we're gonna leave over here for now. The basics of his little grammar over here. I'm Mir Shem Torah. We'll continue. Thank you very much for coming, Ablaza, Ezra, and Meir. Thank you for coming along with me. Have a wonderful night.
Shkaya.
Zay gesund.
So at the end they were chayas, right?
Three perushim. Good night. Thanks for coming. Good night. Mayor, I heard you're getting a kibbutz by Aaron's wife.